gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Declan Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Dr. Adriana from San Francis Care Center in Tarpon Springs, Florida.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael, and brought to you by VitaCrafts. There is no better way to bond with your cats, no matter how many you have, and you want to do it with Lickin' Lap. A treat is fantastic, and they will go crazy for this 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will love. You can find it at VitaCraft.us, at Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. SCOE 10X is back, and I'm so happy. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe, you can use it directly on your pet and your own skin and your plants as well. And it's guaranteed to take out odors. You can purchase it only at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Don't forget Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dogs that they will love. Put in the promo code PETS, and you'll get 10% off at GoodPetsFoods.com. If you're looking for a calendar this year, check it out at HotshotBookGroup.com. This is Talkin' Pets. Listening to Talkin' Pets. That music is from the movie The Long Walk. So, if you have a chance to see it, I recommend it, but it's disturbing. So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five movies as of last week.
But he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in the swamp of sadness and my shoes are all tech. I always make it to my seat, no time to spare. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit. But somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies, we're going to the movies. Popcorn, candy, soda.
If you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five movies. Number one movie out there of last week was The Conjuring, Last Rites. Highly recommend it if you love horror, because I think out of the franchise, this was the best one. And not only because it happened in my hometown. And it's based on true, real facts. That even made it more scary in terms of that it happened in my area, up in Pennsylvania, actually. But it made $90 million in its opening week, so that's a lot of money for a horror film, so it did very well. And it's the last film that Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga is going to be in.
Love Patrick Wilson. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's from Tampa here.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, in that movie, there is a golden retriever in that movie. And towards the end of the movie, it's not treated so well.
Oh, no.
But then again, when you're dealing with demons or paranormal, that's not humans controlling what happens to this dog. It is something beyond. Mm. Hamilton made $11 million in its opening week on the big screen.
Hamilton?
Yeah, they brought Hamilton out from the... They put it onto the big screen, and people went to go see it.
Is it the stage version, or is it actually an adaptation of...
I think it's the stage version, okay. I would imagine, because I haven't heard anything about the actual film, although I'm sure eventually there will be one. Weapons was number three. I actually watched it last night. Made $143 million in 5 weeks. Very disturbing movie, but I have to admit, I really liked it. It's kind of filmed in the point of view of each one of the characters. So it's kind of interesting the way they did it. But the movie itself, it's original. I mean, I haven't seen anything like this. And the ending's weird, very strange, but it's quite interesting. So I do recommend seeing it. A lot of people have seen it. $143 million in 5 weeks.
Is that like a Usual Suspects type of
vibe? No. Or? Basically, the movie is based on 17 children that disappear.
Oh.
They all disappear at the same time at 2:17 in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're noticed on ring cams and everything of running out of the houses.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is like these parents think, I don't want to say too much because I'll give things away, but the parents are all concerned and they're trying to find their children.
Right.
But you'll never imagine where they're at. Mm. It's pretty weird. Mm. Freakier Friday, $88 million in 5 weeks. No animals really to talk about in that one. In Caught Stealing, though, in the top five, $15 million in 2 weeks. I really enjoyed this movie. And I want to say again that the cat in this movie deserves an Oscar. There should be Oscars given to animals in movies. Why there's not, I don't know. Because there really should be. And this cat was amazing. This cat limped. This cat hissed. This cat did everything that it was supposed to do. And animals are tough to work with because I've been in films myself, and I have one coming out. There's a red carpet that I'll be at on the 22nd of this month. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of interested in seeing how that all goes. But we do have animals in the movie that I did. It's an 1880s Western. It's religious-based, and basically we do have horses in the movie so far. So, and we're hoping, fingers crossed, it will become a series on a channel near you. So, and Netflix would be the number one that hopefully would come on. But those are your top five movies. And like I said in the beginning, I did screen The Long Walk. This movie's disturbing. Basically, the premise is that times are rough. Doesn't say when it's filmed, but it looks like it might be the 1970s based on some of the clothing and the cars and so on and so forth. But there's kids that, and I say kids, but they're young men that go into this long walk. And they know what they're walking into. Basically, they're walking into a potential suicide. Mm. And what it is, young guys go on this walk. And they keep walking until they all can't walk anymore except for one. And that one person that wins something that they need at that time. Of course, money and so on and so forth. But every other guy that doesn't make it is shot in the head. And they show this in the movie. So the movie is very disturbing. But the premise of it, behind it, I thought was interesting. Yeah. If you go past that, because it's just a movie, and you listen to the conversations between the men, black, white, gay, Asian, and what they talk about and how they react towards each other in this film, that was one part that I thought was interesting. But it's a Stephen King film, so it does have its eerie aspect to it and its horror. There's no doubt about it. But it actually is a decent movie. You just got to set your mind past, the ones that don't make it, basically. Mm-hmm. You can read my reviews at TalkinPets.com. You can read them online at Talkin' Pets Radio. Facebook Live, they're on there, as well as I've been posting links to on Instagram and all. So at Talkin' Pets Radio, you can check it out there. But I can't say there weren't animals in that movie, because there is. There's a dead cow in that movie. There's, I think, a blind cat. There's horses in this movie, The Long Walk. None of them were depicted wrong or badly, except for the dead cow, I would say, on the side of the road. Mm. Not sure what happened to it, but it didn't look good. But the other ones, and a crow that was caught in a fence. That wasn't too... That was kind of bizarre as well. But those are the movies. Check them out. 818-818-6401. We are open to your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets. So let's talk pets. 818-818-6401. This is Talking Pets. Tell me everything that's on your mind. If you never see it, you won't believe it. So you can deny that fire was the difference. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to kahanapaliresort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to kaanapaliresort.com. That's Kaanapali Resort.com. The Kaanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Lead-sucking kissing bugs have now carried a deadly parasite across 32 U.S. states, the CDC warns, with hundreds of thousands of people likely already infected with the parasite disease Chagas without realizing it. Only 29 confirmed infections were reported in the U.S. between 2000 and 2018. The CDC is urging authorities to reclassify the disease as an endemic and this U.S. in the hope that increasing awareness of enabling more people to receive timely treatment. Most people living with Chagas disease are unaware of their diagnosis, often until it's too late to have effective treatment, warns infectious disease epidemiologist Judith Carrier from the University of California, Los Angeles. So called for their tendency to bite human faces, kissing bugs are flat-blooded, inch-long insects found throughout the Americas. Also known as Koninos or vampire bugs, the tiny arthropods feed on blood. Up to 8 million people are infected with the protozoan parasite globally, mostly in Latin America. But as temperatures warm, the kissing bugs' favorable environments are expanding, about half the bugs carrying the Chagas parasite. With global warming, there are concerns among scientists that the borders for this endemic infection occur after shifting northward, said infectious disease physician Joanna Shonman. Lack of data means this trend has yet to be confirmed. But the new CDC report argues the high occurrence of Chagas in dogs and its continued presence in wildlife indicate the disease is well established in the U.S. Pets and wildlife act as reservoirs for the disease, University of Florida infectious disease scientist Norman Beatty and colleagues caution. The parasite can also be contracted through contaminated food, blood products, and organ donations. Once infected, mothers can pass the parasite on to their unborn babies. While many people experience no symptoms after infection, this can develop severe eyelid swelling, as well as a fever, fatigue, body aches, headaches, loss of appetite, diarrhea, and vomiting. If Chagas disease is not discovered and treated with a two-month acute phase, the parasite can settle into an infected person's heart and digestive muscles and cause digestive, cardiac, and nervous system damage. The disease is definitely underdiagnosed, cardiologist Salvador Hernandez told Suzanne Russ at the Los Angeles Times. If we screened for it and caught it early, most patients could be cured. The problem is we don't, and people end up dying or requiring terrible, expensive care. Meanwhile, doctors suggest wearing insect repellent, ceiling cracks around windows and doors, and keeping clutter like wood piles away from home to reduce your chance of encountering kissing bugs. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hamburg.
You say that I'm the one you love. You swear by all the stars above. And then you kiss another miss. You're nothing but a kissing bug. You promise that you'd take my hand and lead me to the preacher man.
I'm telling you, there's like more and more things coming out.
Seriously, and bugs love me, so that's so scary.
I just killed one of these. I mean, that's why it was so like...
You looked it up and took a look at the picture of it.
No, I saw it in my house.
No.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I was like, what is that? And I killed it. And then I like, oh my gosh, that's it.
Yeah, you don't want one of them in your house.
No,
you do not.
Definitely don't want to smack lips with that kind of a kissing bug.
Oh, no, nasty.
Yeah, jeez. But yeah, the warmer temperatures, they say, have just brought out so many other species. And, you know, and they've just been procreating and breeding and cross-generating. And it's kind of frightening. That's what heat will do, you know. It'll just keep them going and they stay out longer. But so... If you've got a question, comment, or a story, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
If you can name this animal, this creature, then you can pick out a prize. We have Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks from Vitacraft. We also have the Good Pets Foods Daily Probiotic, the Hip and Joint, and the Multivitamin. Those are supplement treats for you to try for your dogs. We do also have the Chicken Soup for the Soul book on dogs. I have a CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood. We also have a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. We have a elephant bracelet. We also do have a calendar for 2026, and it's Washington Evergreen. So they're beautiful outdoor pictures each month. And that's from Hatchet Publishing, which is also Workman Publishing. And we did have SCOE 10X, but somebody won that already, so that one's off the chart on that one. But we also do have a NFL, as well as from Lilo and Stitch. We have Stitch for your tumblers. This is a tumbler silly beads. It's really cool looking, but you put it on your on the arm of your tumblers. It's pretty nice. We have a keychain, a cat white cat keychain, and we have a kid's keychain as well. That can come out to you from Silly Beads by Kayla. If you can identify this creature. What creature makes that sound? It is not a kissing bug. although at one point it sounded like it. 818-818-6401. I think most people are familiar with this creature. You pretty much see them everywhere around the country. Land animals. They're not water animals. Also tree animals. 818-818-6401. If you know what it is, pick up the phone, give us a call. You could be a winner. 818-818-6401. And if you won something in the last 90 days, pick something that you have not won. But you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. Dr. A.
Yeah.
So I was watching one of the late-night talk shows the other night, and they did a little blurb of this guy that got arrested, and this is a true story, that he was going around stores and sniffing women's butts.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's a true story. They even had video, which was even more bizarre. But, you know, I don't know if he used this as an excuse, but dogs do it. I mean, that's how dogs get to know each other.
Okay.
So maybe he was just trying to act like a dog. I mean, it was bizarre because he was...
That was his excuse, that dogs do it?
I don't know, but he was down on all fours when he did go after this one woman.
Wow. Maybe he had smelling or something. Who knows?
Wow. But I'm telling you, the heat not only brings out more bugs, but it brings out more crazy, too.
Something's missing up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But dogs do it, though, because this way they know where the other dog has been.
Yeah, and then they're sniffing their inner glands, you know, and then they identify the homeowner status. You know, that's how they get it.
Are you single? Are you married? Yes. Are you seeing anyone?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let me sniff your butt, and then I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they could tell if you're healthy?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I could tell if you're carrying something. Any STDs? Hope not.
Oh, my God.
What is your hormonal status?
There you go. 818-818-6401. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to get an answer, hopefully, to that animal sound. This is Talking Pets.
It's the best, beats the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver?
Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. But what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
A Western Pennsylvania man and his emotional support alligator took a shopping cart spin around the local Walmart, where he claims they've never had a problem, but this recent trip earned them orders to stay away. Wesley Silva, 60 years old, and his 5-foot-long, 32-pound reptile named Jinseoshi made the local news after a trip to a West Brownsville Walmart, where he pushed the alligator around in a shopping cart as she was wearing a dress. Before concerns about this recent visit were raised, Silva insisted he and the alligator experienced nothing but praise. "We have been going to the Walmart for about 3.5 years, and normally the reaction is, that's pretty cool. Or, that is awesome that you have a pet alligator, man," Silva told NBC News. A Walmart spokesperson, though, was far less effusive and said the alligator and other alligators are not welcome inside the stores. "The safety of other customers and associates they are our highest priority," Walmart said. "We welcome service animals in our stores, but it is unacceptable to expose members to the public to potential danger." Silva said he got this alligator from a neighbor who couldn't care for the animal anymore and gifted it to him. Now the alligator spends much of her days in a pool outside and nights in a bathtub of water. Before the alligator arrived, Silva already had a zoo's worth of reptiles in his animal family, including 6 snakes, a leopard gecko, a Komodo dragon, an ocelated skink, and a second alligator. Oh, and he also has a dog. Silva, a pastor at the Baptist Church and at the Brethren Church, stopped just short of calling his worship of reptiles a holy act. In the Bible, God talks about us having dominion over animals, and I developed an affinity for the reptiles, he said. The father of 5 children between the ages of 18 and 12, I find them very soothing. The reptile collection started 3 years ago when my daughter wanted a snake. I held it one night, and I just kind of started really bonding with it and holding it, according to what he said. And finally, she gave me an ultimatum. "Dad, really? You need to get your own snake." Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Yeah, I saw my baby walking.
Canton, Ohio, a young puppy, just 6 to 8 weeks of age, died after being left in a parked car for nearly 2 hours when the outside temperature climbed up to the 90s. According to WKYC News, officers with the Hartville Police Department found 49-year-old Tawana Cox sitting in the Toyota Corolla holding a dead puppy. Surveillance video from the Hartville thrift shop showed Cox and family members entering the store around 1 p.m. and not returning to the car nearly 3 p.m. Cox told officers she just got the puppy the night before and she claimed it appeared to have health problems. The deadly incident resulted in a warrant for Cox's arrest. She was booked into jail on a felony count on cruelty to animals and one count of falsification, a misdemeanor. She has already been released from custody. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join us on social media at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Dr. Adriana.
Okay, so in my mind, that's just stupidity.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hot outside. Why would you leave anything in your car that is living and breathing?
Yeah, anything.
2 hours to go shopping.
Everybody should know this by now.
Oh, I know. I mean, we talk about it a lot on the show, and people still do it. We still see the stories and hear the stories.
Sadly, it not only happens with puppies and kittens, or it just also happens to children,
yeah.
Babies. It's,
yeah.
It's very sad. It's just...
I don't know. I mean, and they say we're the intelligent breed.
I question that.
Yeah, me too. We're going to go out to Grants Pass, Oregon, and we have John. He thinks he knows what this is. So, John, in Grants Pass, what do you think? What creature is that?
I think it's a squirrel.
Congratulations, you are absolutely correct. It is a squirrel. I thought that one was kind of easy.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that one, John, right off the bat. What do you want to go with? Something that you've won before, something you haven't won in the last 90 days, but we have the dog treats from Good Pets Foods. We have the cat treats from Vitacraft. We also have a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. I've got a dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. I've got the tumblers for NFL or Stitch. Those are silly beads, and it attaches onto your tumbler, which is really cool. I like the NFL one, actually. Stitch one is cute. But we have a keychain as well. It's a white cat. And we have the elephant bracelet, as well as the Washington Evergreen calendar for 2026. It's a wall calendar.
Yeah. Well, we have cats, so the cat treats, please.
You got them coming out to you. I'm going to send you the lick and lap, which your cats are going to go insane for. Have you ever tried it?
No.
I'm telling you, you'll get your cat to do anything once you show this to them. My cat goes insane for it.
Easy on the treats.
Yeah. It's got taurine in it and everything, so yeah. It's good for the cats. So, also, I've got stray cats that I take care of, two of them in my front yard on my porch, and I give them this from time to time. And I got them to come up to me, and I was able to actually pet them, which a lot of feral cats, they won't let you do that. So it works good. So we'll send that out to you. If you would stay on the line and speak with Sydney, we'll get your address in Grants Pass, and we'll ship them out to you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it. So that's John out there in Grants Pass, Oregon. He won, and it was a squirrel. Did you know that?
I thought it was so easy that maybe I started doubting myself.
Really?
Yes. I was like, maybe it's not. It would be too easy if it's a squirrel.
I don't know. Michael, did you know?
Yeah. I had no idea.
Really? I knew because this is what gave it away for me right there.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like a machine gun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I've heard too much of that going on when I used to have a big tree in my front yard that fell down a couple years ago on its own. That was terrifying. But... 818-818-6401, that is the number to call. If you've got a question about your pets, 818-818-6401. And I want to talk to you about the spay and neuter. You know, we just talked about leaving pets in a hot car, and it should be knowledge by now not to do that. Not even for 5 minutes, because within 5 minutes on a hot day, your car can go up into the hundreds of degrees in a matter of seconds to minutes. And... yeah, just don't do it. You know, we had someone on, Dr. A, from Britain one time, and they're kind of turning it around, and they don't believe as much in spay or neuter in Britain.
Yeah.
But in the United States, we still have it. One good thing about it is it does control the cat and dog population.
Mm-hmm.
But also, medically, and we know it's got a lot of behavioral benefits.
Yes.
But medically, can you tell us, like, in the male dog and the female dog, like, where it benefits, or cat?
Yeah. Let's start with the female. You know, when the female dogs reach a certain age and they're not spayed, they're more likely, especially if they haven't had any puppies or anything, they're more likely to develop tumors in the mammary glands. 50% chance that these tumors can become malignant or cancerous. Another possibility is dogs at any age, adulthood, any time of their life, adult life, they could develop what is called pyometra, which is an infected uterus. And then it's typically an emergency. It's basically a collection of pus, if we want to say it, inside the uterus of that dog. And, of course, the dog is going to get very sick. It's going to have a fever. It's going to have a discharge, or sometimes they don't. But they become very sick. They drink a lot of water. And it's an emergency, because the risk is you have a big sack filled with pus inside the body. It could rupture.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or the toxins from the bacteria can go into the bloodstream. So when an animal has pyometra as an infection, and it needs to be addressed right away, which is castrating the dog.
Really. And you never want that to versus septicemia.
Right. Exactly. And then on the male side, I mean, as they get older, they also can develop tumors around the anus. It's called perianal masses. Again, 50% chance that they could be benign, but they also could be cancerous, you know, adenocarcinomas. They can also be, migrate into other places or metastasize. They can get prostate cancer, prostate problems, testicular cancer, that kind of thing. That from the standpoint of, like, the bad things that potentially could happen. Sometimes there's also some issues that we have to consider when we're spaying and neutering. If you're spaying and neutering, like what is supposed to be expected to be a big dog, like a Saint Bernard or a giant breed, or even a lab or something, it is advisable that we wait until they have developed completely, fully developed, so that they get the benefit of that hormone, so that they can grow properly, and then their joints are, you know, so they don't have, like, obesity or ACL injuries. And so there is a fine balance between removing that hormonal influence. There's another tendency where now you leave the ovaries but remove the uterus, and that's more of a holistic approach when you don't want to necessarily remove, that's from a female standpoint, mm-hmm. removing just so that she cannot have puppies. She'll still go into the cycles, etc. But, I mean, at least you're leaving that ovary, the ovary. That could lead still to the development of masses, etc. But maybe you can avoid having some of the obesity problems that some dogs will develop, and hormonal issues later, like Cushing's disease, Cushing's illness.
So it actually is a potential of a lot of problems down
yes,
the road.
Yes, correct. And one way or the other.
If there's a problem with one, like in the female dogs, with mm-hmm. one teat, basically you have to. I was amazed with this. It's like a sheet. And you have to remove all of them.
So the problem is that because there is a lymphatic system that drains that area, it goes from one nipple to the next, right? Just like in humans, there is like a lymphatic system. So you remove the draining lymph node, because if you're removing the cancer area, and then you're not removing the lymph node, there's just to kind of contain that more further that cancer, you know. And if you find that mammary tumor, yes, you can do what is called a lumpectomy, but that doesn't mean that it has not propagated through the other ones, you know?
So
a mastectomy is what you would want to look
at. Is one side on a female dog, on the nipples of the cheeks, actually, is it separate than the other side?
It's in both sides, and sometimes you see, I find them sometimes in both sides equally, and you have to do a radical mastectomy.
818-818-6401, that's the number to call. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Michael Herbert.
818-818-6401, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talking Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
A recently discovered comet is becoming more active as it flies through our solar system towards the sun. That's according to the experts at the National Science Foundation's NOR lab, who have been monitoring the comet with the Gemini South Telescope in Chile. Images released show a tail of dust and gas following the comet's trajectory that has only grown larger and more pronounced since it was last seen in August. The comet is known as 31 Atlas and is currently 238 million miles from Earth. According to NASA, the comet is expected to pass the Sun in October and continue hurtling toward Earth until December. The closest it will get to Earth on the current trajectory is 167 million miles away. The comet is believed to be the only third interstellar object that scientists have identified to have entered our solar system. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. The lines are open at 818-818-6401. You know, we wouldn't have to worry, I guess, much longer about anything if one of these were to hit Earth. Oh. Pets, people.
Anything.
The world would definitely end, just like the dinosaurs, they say. So, and you know, it makes me wonder, you know, we're in such a big solar system, and there's so much out there. Like, what's to prevent us from having that occurrence where a comet or something hits the planet?
Yeah, they say nothing lasts forever, so...
Yeah, that's true. Very true. And we're not helping the planet in any other way environmentally, that's for sure, because we're destroying so many things that we need. But, and, you know, I always say one of the true beauties of this planet are our animals, our pets, our wildlife, and the... So many of them are on the endangered list, and so many of them become extinct.
Yeah,
it's frightening. But then, like I said, as we have global warming and climate change, and you're getting all these newer species coming out and stuff, I've never heard of that kissing bug. I mean, I'm sure it's been around.
Yeah.
But you know, now it's become more prominent because they're seeing it more, because they're procreating more, because the temperatures are right. And the problem with that, just like with fleas and ticks and so on and so forth, if you don't have them in one county or in one city or one state, because it's getting warmer, they're migrating into these other states. Mm-hmm. So you are seeing, you know, worse problems. And if someone were to get Lyme disease from a tick bite, it's detrimental for people. I've seen people that got bit by ticks and they got Lyme disease. It's frightening.
Yeah, we're seeing a comeback of the screw worm, which was eradicated.
I heard about that, yeah.
You know,
so. I heard about that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the stuff is coming back. Can a dog or cat get Lyme disease as well?
The dogs most likely are the more prone to develop the Lyme disease, yes.
Than the cats mm-hmm. are?
Yes. No, we don't typically see it in cats, but I see it in dogs. Even dogs that are here in Florida, but we do see a lot of dogs that come back and forth. Or they have moved here into Florida that have been diagnosed with tick-borne disease. I mean, Lyme disease. We see ancylostoma. I mean, we see other types of like anaplasma, Ehrlichia. You know,
In your opinion, what would be the best way if someone, well, either on themselves or on their pet, there was a tick embedded into the skin? What is the best way to get rid of it?
I would not try to pull it out, because if you do that, the head can stay there. So you want to get, like, they have, like, these tick spoons that you can use to kind of, like, prop it up. Typically what I do is I spray it with alcohol so they release, and then I use the spoon to take him out. And I, you know.
What happens if the head stays in there? It could cause
inflammation. It permanently stays there, so it's constantly causing irritation.
Irritation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, I didn't think about the alcohol spraying it on there. That's mm-hmm. actually a good idea.
Yeah, it's good because it releases the...
Yeah.
You spray alcohol, they do this.
Yeah. Well, once again, this is Talkin' Pets. As we close this hour of the program, this is our way of, you know, I can't say that none of us have ever forgotten, but in case you have, it's a reminder of 9/11, September. And we need people to pull back together like we were when 9/11 happened, because we all pulled back. And you know what? When that dust came from those buildings, everybody looked the same. I remember it so well. You weren't black, you weren't white, you weren't Asian, you weren't Hispanic. We were all covered in the same dust, and we all looked alike. And we all got along for a long time. And then the world went back to its greedy self. But as we close the hour, think about it. Life is short. Enjoy it with the ones you love, because you never know when they're going to be there or not the next time. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Michael Hambrick.
Talking Pets.
Dad, I'm on 101st floor of the World Trade Center.
Love is the answer, I believe.
I don't know if I'm going to be okay, but I love you so much.
Violence is spread worldwide, and there's families on the street. We sell drugs to children now.
It's an attack upon America. We cannot let the attack succeed.
I say a little prayer every single day, and I know she's there. I know she's listening.
Under pressure like that, I thought it was just remarkable. I was really proud of it.
Love you is the last thing I can remember.
We were completely around the building. We're into the building now, okay?
We're there. We're coming up to get you.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.